And most people wouldn't leave their land flat because it would take too much time. So you're going in now and recap it and come back with a little disc and kind of build you up a room.
Yeah. Did you use something to break the granite real fine?
How about this little disc. It'll break it up.
What about before that? Would they ever use just any kind of a little thing that had teeth in it?
No. They had this...
spring tooth?
Spring tooth. But they'd use this when your corn and cotton was coming up if it would rain. And they had a hard crust on the ground. And you'd use this to pass, to break the crust. That's what they'd do if you didn't break the crust. It'll start to come up. When it get to that crust, it'll start to thorn. And all it do is die. So if you pass this little harrow, it would break the crust. And it'll come straight up. So that's the time you'd use your iron harrows, and you had side harrows. Your grass would start to come out on the side of your rows and on the top. While you had a thing come in, it'll tear the rows down. And you had this bust again. While you come back and it'll tear the row down, and they leave a middle. And you come back through the middle once you bust, and it build your row back up.
Yeah. The trenches cut by the plow were called a...
Well, that was your middle.
That was the first...
The middle of your row.
Yeah. Was there something you called the hole, the middle? Okay, the row was the what?
The row that was the...
Row was where you cut?
No, that's where you would plant on your row.
Awesome.
And usually when you plant on your row, you leave a middle. So that means if your grass would get bad enough, you could tear this row down. It means tear the row down, but leave your plant. And you had something to come back in the middle and rebuild your row and tear the grass down. And then sometimes you have to leave it a day or so to let the grass die off if it was a wet season. Because if you would just come back with that bust again, all you do is just put your grass back up there and let the ground was wet and take right back.
Did you ever use two horses when you were plowing?
Yeah, with most, 90% of the time that's what you use, two horses.
Okay. Now, one horse was the, didn't one horse walk on the row? In other words, did one horse walk outside the row?
Well,
you're using a middle buster. You call one horse the what? The horse on the left was a...
Well, what you do when you're using a buster, if your crop was small, you use a two-row center tree. That meant your muse was far apart. You didn't have none right in the middle where you was. Where you passed your buster, it was on each side. And after your crop got big, sometimes when it was too big, you have to use just one. What you would do, you would hitch two up, and you would tie one on the end. And you'd go on and work about an hour and a half for that one when you get tired.
Yeah.
You come on back and just one hitch that and then hitch the other one. So like that, give both of them a chance. You wouldn't just wear one out. Because if you wouldn't do that, you had to.
Hello. The horse on the left was the... Well, when you were using a middle buster, did you ever try him with a turning plan? In other words, you know what the off horse was, or the lead horse?
See what I have here.
Oh, that was, what it was when you had...
Jonathan?
You had a horse that would pull on a certain side.
Mm-hmm.
You had one, let's see. Hall was left,